Blog Talk Radio.
Touch me now.
Oh, Father, bring a healing power.
Spirit fall fresh on me. I need you, touch me now.
we worship you in this place. Lord, we let your praises ring. Hallelujah to the King. You're worthy of our praise. You're worthy of our honor. We glorify your name. We seek your face. We seek your face. We seek your face. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We're crying out to you, Lord, early. I know it might be late right now, but it's morning time in the spirit. And he's saying, oh, worship me right now. Hallelujah. We focus in on you, Jesus. And we worship you.
Thank you. Completely surrender.
I give
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Let us read Psalm 145. If you have your Bibles, turn to it. Or if not, just listen and just write its scripture down. I will extol thee, my God, O King. I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. Think of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts. And I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy sins shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raises up all those that be bowed down. All wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand and satisfies the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He will also hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Father, with you, Lord. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Oh, God, you are awesome. You are great. There is no one like you, Jesus. We bless your name, Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All praises, all glory and honor belong to you. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. You are the rose of Sharon. Hallelujah. You are the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. You are Lord, O God, Lord of lords, King of kings. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We praise you. Hallelujah. We said thank you. From the bottom of our hearts, so we are grateful, O God. Thank you for the breath that we breathe that is yours. Hallelujah. Thank you for providing food, clothing, shelter. Oh, Father God, we thank you and we bless you. Your grace is sufficient for us. We thank you, Lord, for your abounding grace. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and mercy. We thank you, Lord, for shielding us with favor. Oh, Father, we thank you for salvation. Hallelujah. Thank you for Jesus Christ. Jesus, we thank you for the Holy Spirit who is leading and guiding us into all truth. Thank you for the Holy Spirit who is revealing and teaching. Thank you for the Holy Spirit who is inspiring us. Thank you for the Holy Spirit who is opening our spiritual senses. And so, Lord, we say thank you, thank you, thank you. And we bless your name. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge your presence in our midst. Have your way in this service this morning. Have your way not only this morning, but every second and minute of the day. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to take charge. We surrender completely and totally to you. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Hover over our lives. Let your light shine in us, through us. Let your light shine where there is darkness. Let your light shine. Spirit of God, move upon the face of the waters. The earth was dark. The earth was void. The earth was without form. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, hover over our lives. Where there is darkness, let your light shine. Where our lives are void, fill it up with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, bring our lives into divine order and divine purpose. In the name of Jesus. So we surrender to you. Have your way. Let thy kingdom come in us as it is in heaven. We bless your holy name in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you. Lord, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And Lord, we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And so, Lord, we say, have mercy. Mercy upon our children. In the name of Jesus, Father God, have mercy, mercy upon Al. Have mercy upon Ricky. Have mercy, mercy, pray for your kids. Mercy, speak their names and pray for them. Mercy, O God. Mercy, O God. For Tina, O God, in the name of Jesus, Mercy, oh God. For Al, in the name of Jesus, mercy for Ricky, mercy for Krista. Have mercy, oh God, upon my children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto them. I release my kids into your hands. Have mercy upon Tina. Have mercy upon Al, oh God. Have mercy, mercy. Let your mercy, mercy be released upon my children this morning. Father, I pray for mercy, oh God. Have mercy upon our husbands and our wives. Have mercy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon us. Have mercy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we surrender our spouses to you, oh God. Have mercy. We surrender our marriages to you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we surrender our relationships, oh God, to you in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we pray for mercy for our grandchildren. Mercy for Mandakai, mercy for Kamari and Makari. Mercy, pray, pray, pray for your grandchildren. Mercy, oh God, for Christian Michael. Mercy, oh God, for Joshua and Zechariah. Mercy, oh God, for CJ. Mercy, oh God, for Shamil. Mercy, oh God. Mercy, oh God, have mercy, oh God, upon our grandchildren, oh God. Oh, we claim that salvation for the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus, and we claim the salvation for our children who do not know you. For the kingdom of God, let salvation come to our children who have not received you as the Lord and personal Savior. Let salvation come to our grandchildren who have not received you. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, salvation, salvation. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, this morning for my siblings, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, your mercy on you every morning. Bring down your mercy upon my siblings, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We cry out for mercy, oh God. Your mercies on you every morning. You are a faithful and a merciful God, oh Lord. Mercy, oh God. Mercy, oh God, for Farida and her children. Mercy, oh God. Mercy, oh God. We pray for mercy for Richard and his family and Alexia, oh God. Mercy, oh God. We cry out for mercy for Steve and his wife and family in the name of Yeshua Mashiach. Mercy, oh God. Mercy for Abina, oh God. Mercy, oh God. Mercy for Reuben and his child, his wife and child, oh God. Mercy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, mercy for Abina. Mercy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and I pray, oh God, for my siblings and their children that do not know you as the Lord and personal Savior, that salvation will come to their home. Mercy for everyone under the sound of my voice. The blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We thank you for the blood. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. We soak our personal spaces in the blood of Jesus. Our homes in the blood of Jesus. Our transportation in the blood of Jesus. Everything in our homes in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, the blood, the blood, the blood. We cover our children and grandchildren and spouses in the blood of Jesus. We cover our nieces and nephews and siblings in the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. the blood of Jesus. We soak every cell in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Every tissue, organ, systems in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on our spouses, our children, our grandchildren, the armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on, O God, on everyone under the sound of my voice, upon our siblings, our nieces and nephews, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, send your holy angels this morning in the name of Jesus, holy angels that are assigned to this ministry, holy angels that are assigned to our lives, in the name of Jesus, to do your bidding in our lives, to war on our behalf, in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Thank you for the ministry of the holy angels to be with our children and our grandchildren, to be with our spouses, our nieces and nephews and siblings, to be with us, oh God, doing your bidding, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, empower us. Power us. Reveal yourself to us in a miraculous way. Open our eyes that we will see. Take away the scales from our eyes. Let the scales drop so that we can see. Let the scales drop that we can see and we can have an understanding and revelation of what you're speaking to us, oh God. Let us be attentive to hear you, oh God, and not follow the voice of a stranger. But Lord, let us be sensitive to your voice and heed to your voice in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, this morning, I pray for this nation, oh God. I pray for the highest office of this nation in the name of Jesus. I pray for the Congress, oh God, the representatives. I pray for the state representatives also, oh God. I pray for the governors, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But Father God, you know everything that concerns this nation. So we release it into your hands. Intervene. Intervene, oh God. Intervene, oh God, to align them according to the word of God in the name of Jesus. Father God, intervene. Let there not be war, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we ask you to hover over the United States. Holy Spirit, hover. Over the United States, hover. Over the president's office, hover, Holy Spirit. From sea to shining sea, hover over this nation. Hover, Holy Ghost. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done. Release divine deposits, O God. We pray that you will give our doors in the Congress, O God, wisdom. Wisdom, oh God, give the head of state, the president, wisdom when it comes to making decisions, oh God. Give him wisdom and insight. Cover his office with the blood of Jesus, his children with the blood of Jesus, his grandchildren with the blood of Jesus. We cover him with the blood of Jesus. We cover the vice president and her husband and family with the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak, O God, in the name of Jesus. Righteousness exalts a nation. We pray for Liberia. We cover the president, his family. We cover everyone connected, O God, with the blood of Jesus. He covered us, the legislators, with the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we cover everything that concerns that nation with the blood, the nation of Liberia, with the blood of Jesus. Release more angels, angelic force. Release more of them into Liberia. Release them on the air, but release them. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We give you glory. Thank you that you are a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. We thank you for this week. Speak into this week prophetically. In the name of Jesus, we pray for grace, greater grace. In the name of Jesus, greater grace. We pray for the spirit of evangelism to rest upon us to win souls for Christ. We pray for breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray that the impossible will come possible. In the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, for favor shielding us. We pray, oh God, for strengthening us and establishing us, oh God. We pray, oh God, for healing and deliverance and restoration in the name of Jesus. Gloria, my son, to the Akaya, let's see. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, I lift to AM Spring Magazine, oh God. I lift it up to you, Jesus. It is yours, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we dedicate this series to you, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, from the front cover to the back cover to every page, every line, every precept, we dip in the blood of Jesus. We dip in the blood of Jesus. We dip in the blood of Jesus. We cover every word with the blood of Jesus. Every word written with the blood of Jesus. Holy Spirit, hover over every word and every article, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, Father God, breathe, oh God. It is your doing and it is marvelous in our eyes. So, Father God, we pray that the holy angels will take these magazines north, south, east, and west to the four corners of the earth, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we call for enlargement of territory, oh God. In the name of Jesus, enlargement of territory, we thank you for willing workers, oh God, in the ministry and also in the magazine ministry. In the name of Jesus, we pray for salvation to come to those who do not know Christ, that they will come, oh God, into the saving grace of Jesus Christ. It is all about you, Jesus. It is all about you, Jesus, in the name of Yeshua Mashiach, Father God, and my son, Diaku. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Once again, we want to welcome you to AM Morning Glory Prayer Service. AM Apostle Marco Braboyu from AM That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. I want you to turn your Bibles quickly into Joshua chapter 2. Then Joshua, son of Nun, secretly sent two spies from Shittim, go look over the land. He said, especially Jericho. So they went and entered into the house of a prostitute named Rahab and stayed there. The king of Jericho was told, look, some of the Israelites have come here tonight to spy out the land. So the king of Jericho sent his message to Rahab, sent this message to Rahab, bring out the men who came to you and entered your house, because they have come to spy out the whole land. But the woman had taken, she said, yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they had come from. At dusk, when it was time to close the city gate, they left. I don't know which way they went. Go after them quickly. You may catch up with them. But she had taken them up to the roof and hidden them under the stalks of flax she had laid out on the roof. So the men set out in pursuit of the spies on the road that leads the fords of Jordan. And as soon as the pursuers had gone out, the gate was shut. Before the spies lay down for the night, she went up on the roof. Rahab went up on the roof and said, I know that the Lord has given you this land and that a great fear of you has fallen on us, so that all who live in this country are melting fear, hallelujah, because of you. We have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea. For when you came out of Egypt and what you did to Sihon and Og, the two kings of the Amorites east of the Jordan, whom you completely destroyed. And when we heard of it, our hearts melted in fear, and everyone courage filled because of you. For the Lord your God is God in heaven, above and on the earth below. Now then, please swear to me by the Lord that you will show kindness to my family, because I have shown kindness to you. Give me a sure sign that you will spare the lives of my father and mother, my brothers and sisters, and all who belong to them, and that you will save us from death. Our lives for your lives, the man assured her. If you don't tell what we are doing, we'll treat you kindly and faithfully when the Lord gives us the land. So let down by a rope through the window, for the house she lived in was part of the city. She said to them, go to the hills so the pursuer will not find you. Hide yourself there 3 days until they return, then go on your way. Now the men had said to her, this oath you made us swear will not be binding on us unless when we enter the land, hallelujah, tie this scarlet, this red cord in the window through which you let down, and unless you have brought your father and mother and your brothers and all your family into your house. If any one of them go outside your house into the street, their blood will be on their own hands, on their own head. We will not be responsible. As for those who are in a house with you, their blood will be on our hand if a hand is laid on them. But if you tell what we are doing, we will be released from the oath you made us swear. Agreed? She replied, let it be as you say. So she sent them away, and they departed. She tied the window carpet is red. Hallelujah, the red cord in the window. I'm going to stop right there. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, I surrender completely and totally to you. As I just bring this first 5 minutes, 10 minutes word here, oh God, give us revelation and understanding in the name of Jesus. Let your word come forth in the power and anointing of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I want you to just take time and meditate on these scriptures in your private time, and God will reveal some stuff about to you. But I'm going to let go into some points here this morning, maybe one or two, according to what the Holy Spirit wants. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Rahab was a prostitute. And as we can see, her house was probably near the gates of Jericho. Those days, they used to have walls and gates around the different cities. Hallelujah. Rahab, a prostitute. Hallelujah. What am I saying to you? Just summarize before I go into detail. We'll use anybody. Amen. Anybody. That's why we have to be very careful what we say, how we analyze stuff in His word will surely come to pass. But Rahab had an opportunity. She could have chosen another way. Although the people of Jericho was afraid because what they had heard about the children of Israel, Rahab could have said, chosen another path. This is her city. This is her town. She's a prostitute right there. She could have turned those men in. She did not have to hide them. She could have been selfish. But what do you see? She hid those men. Hallelujah. Of course, when you that prostitute 2 houses and everybody coming in, there's a lot of news and talk will go on. And so, of course, Rahab heard all those things. But even hearing them, she made a choice. When the opportunity presented itself to her, she hit those spies, and then not only, and she negotiated with them for her family. So although people look at people one way, she might have been, she's a prostitute, but she was smart. She was intelligent. Now, you know, people look down. This woman had wisdom. And this is a kairos moment for her. What is it? A moment of opportunity. There are many of us, we come into the kairos moment and we miss it. And the opportunities do not come back, or it takes a long time to come back because we're judging everything around that. We become so religious. And we miss God's opportunity to receive salvation, not only for ourselves, but for our children and family. We miss that moment. I'm saying to you this morning one thing. Don't miss these moments of God. They're not regular moments. They will not come in the package that you wanted to come in, because God's ways are different from our ways. Be sensitive. Don't miss it. You see, God already prepared. He always has things already done. Those people in Jericho was already afraid of the children of Israel. So there's nothing wrong with being bold and courageous. This woman spoke. If you notice, she didn't say, she said, my mother, my father, and their families. She was not a selfish woman. She didn't say, just me and my mother, but she said, and all the people. She was a smart woman. She was a woman with wisdom. And she was a woman that if she had missed this, she would not be in the genealogy of Jesus Christ. We'll go further this week and talk a lot about Rahab. But this morning, I don't know what you have ahead of you this week. I don't know what I have ahead of myself. But I hear the Spirit of the Lord that said there's a moment coming. There's a divine moment. Do not miss it. Trust in God. Don't miss that moment. Don't miss that time, because that moment will shift your life and your destiny in the name of Jesus for good. Well, the Bible says all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Don't miss the moment. Oh, I'm saying don't miss it. Don't look at the outside, because God looks at the inside. Don't miss it. Someone is going to receive, and God's going to do some. I see some doors that are this week. I want you to be very sensitive. Ask the Holy Spirit to please lead me and guide me and show me so I don't miss it. Lord, I don't want to miss this moment. I don't want to miss this moment. Opens the door. This moment is your legacy. The doors are opening up. Don't miss it. Because if you miss it, you don't know when it will come back. And sometimes you miss it, and it doesn't come back. And when you get to this moment, you see Rahab is not selfish. She's a kind person. She taught up all her family. And she gave, she knew so much, she gave the spies good information. Keep your ears open. Hallelujah. And there are times we parents, we very, very, when it comes to our children, you don't want your child to date this and do this and do that, which is all good. But that woman that you, or that man, you don't want your child to date. It could be a moment for you, a door opening. There's a lady who refused for her daughter to date a Mexican guy. The guy was from Mexico. I mean, he was a Mexican in the United States. For some reason, this woman did not like this Mexican. He was respectful. He was a nice guy. But the mother did not like this Mexican. Man, I asked her why. Why you don't like it? Is he rude? Is he disrespectful? I guess. You see, we can be prejudiced too. We prejudiced because he's a Mexican. She didn't like him. No rudeness and stuff. Oh, I want my daughter not to date this man. Don't date him. And she was praying and praying because she had someone else in mind for her daughter. This is a true story for her daughter to date. And she, I said, but don't do that. And I said, just pray. She continued and continued. And she, the girl left this Mexican young children. And she wanted her daughter to date her friend's son. The story, the same son that she wanted her daughter to date, and she prayed for, she didn't know so much information. She got raped. The mother got raped by the friend's son. After the boy was dating the girl, he dated the girl was pregnant. Then he went into the womb and raped the girl's mother and covered his face, very evil, to this woman, slapping her, beating her, and he raped her. She went to the hospital. Luckily, he had a rape case before, and he was in jail before. And the people recognized it, did the DNA, and they knew it was him. She couldn't believe it was him. He's serving term right now. But put that other man down. Look what came and destroyed the lives. Thank God she's a Christian and God is restoring her. To be raped by your daughter's boyfriend. So we gotta be careful, very, very careful, and take everything to God in prayer. I'm not saying, I don't know what happened with the Mexican, but I know she prayed for that, for what happened to her. She can't blame God because she kept praying for, she wanted this for her daughter to do. You don't do those things. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for all that you've done and all that you will continue to do amongst us, O God. But Lord, you spoke to me and said there's a moment coming, an open door, open window, coming for someone on this prayer, in this prayer group this morning. And so, Father, I pray that none of us will miss that open door in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, I pray that you will lead us and direct us in the name of Jesus. I thank you for that chorus movement in the name of Jesus, that breakthrough. Thank you. We bless your name. And so, Father, we ask you to be with each and every one this week. We cover every person, every home with the blood of Jesus. Father God, as we go back and forth to our churches, we pray for understanding and revelation, that your name will continuously be glorified in our lives. We bless you and thank you for a beautiful, wonderful week. We thank you that in your presence there is fullness of joy. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I see someone being healed. Somebody, there's a healing, somebody is being healed right now. I just see the Lord just boom. There's something in the body that I see the Lord just is like a fire that's coming in that's in that person's body. I don't know if you can feel it, but I see the boom. There's some. I look like a tumor that was in this body. I see the oh my God, and the fire of God as we're praying just came boom. Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you for the healing. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Have a wonderful, blessed day. Don't miss the moment.